This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bobby Carpenter coming up in 20 minutes. We've also got the not list. You guys know earlier this week we started the not a chance in hell list of players for the Browns head coaching job. As of right now, Browns have not done that. We have not got somebody from the not list on the Browns coaching list. In fairness, we've only got like five names so far.
Yeah, we couldn't agree on a few of them. We couldn't agree on Kingsbury.
I mean, future Ravens head coach Cliff Kingsbury?
Yeah. You want that. I don't blame
I want
you for wanting
so
that.
So bad.
I want that. Even though he didn't make my not list, I still want. There's certainly.
Who would you rather, Nagy or Kingsbury, as like the worst option for the Ravens head coach?
I like that you've just circled in that anything but Nagy is going to be something that you want in life. And then yesterday off the air, I made this big pitch to Jeff Phelps. I'm like, you know what? He did have Mitch Trubisky in a playoff game. That is an accomplishment in life, is it not, at this point? Matt Nagy's not good at this.
No, he's not good at this.
So I'd rather have Matt Nagy because I think I know what you're getting with Matt Nagy. Whereas Cliff Kingsbury, I think he's a little bit of a wild card for me. But he's another one of those guys. Like I mentioned, why I didn't think Stefanski would work there because I think Lamar Jackson would just run all over him. As far as everything locker room wise and everything else, Kingsbury failed because the same thing happened with Jonathan Gannon. Happened with Kingsbury. They didn't know what to do with Kyler Murray. Like Kingsbury was
at least Kingsbury had him healthy.
Well, he was the architect of let's put in the clause that you have to stay X amount of hours in the building. Like, that was his dreamed up idea on how to fix Kyler Murray. It didn't work, but that was his dreamed up. I just don't think he knows how to do anything with that.
So with the Mike McDaniel news earlier today, I did put together a hypothetical Mike McDaniel coaching staff. Mike McDaniel, okay, good. Frank Smith, Jim Schwartz is DC. And then anyone but Bubba Ventrone as special teams coach, or Bebe, as I was about to say. And I asked people to grade this potential coaching staff for the Browns. I'm a little surprised here. 215 votes in.
Okay.
38% saying B. 30% saying C. 20% saying fail, including our guy Roberto Shenanigans.
Roberto gave you a fail grade?
Yeah. Not just a fail grade, but he voted on it and then commented fail.
So he just doesn't want to do anything with McDaniels.
Says idea. He's not a leader of men.
So that's going to be the rap that he gets, right?
Yeah.
Can we agree on that? That's
yes,
going to be 100%. Like the thing that everyone's going to go after, and the thing that people are going to try to get at is that. And so where I think it's going to be kind is that these things didn't start to materialize until your pen snapping broke me in two. By the way,
it did.
It completely broke me.
I didn't mean to, but I'm just so strong, guys.
That big pen never stood a chance.
I was just sitting here. I was fidgeting a little bit, listening actively, and then just hawked out on a pen.
What do you like about Frank Smith?
No. I like that he's McDaniel's OC.
You're taking the crew and going with it.
Well, actually, I like the fact that he's the run game coordinator to McDaniel's pass game coordinator, and that's one of the things they do incredibly well.
Yeah. All right. I didn't know if there was anything more than just the McDaniel connection, and that was it.
And
he's just going to take
Frank.
His guy.
And his name's Frank.
Well, I wonder if you lost people there, because remember, if we're playing,
I like to be Frank.
If we're playing, there we go. If we're playing coaching staff dream list or whatever you think is going to happen, remember how the internet plays this game. It's the most unrealistic offensive coordinator that should probably be a head coach gets the call. So like what people wanted to hear was that it's Mike McDaniel as the head coach.
Matt LaFleur is the OC.
Matt LaFleur is the OC.
Sean McDermott
is
the DC.
Robert Saleh is the DC. Yeah, one of them.
Harbaugh is the special teams coach.
You know, like somebody like that, and that's just like some dream staff that gets to happen. But
that's true.
Neither here nor there. So I'm sorry, you got to be great.
That's fine. B's fine. B is passing. We sailed through high school and most of college with B's until the F's came. But it was bees
until that
for a minute there a real minute and a half maybe. When,
did you ever have a semester at Bowling Green where you just like you just didn't show up at all? Is that the idea?
Yeah, that's pretty much what happened. Yeah.
That's not even your fault. That I mean, it's your fault for not showing
totally
up.
Totally my fault.
But like the idea of like it's not a true F then. It's not like you tried and then got Fs. Yeah. You just didn't go.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, you just didn't do the work and didn't go.
Shirked all responsibility on the matter.
Now, I don't know what you thought was going to happen.
Oh, no, I knew. Yeah.
So, you know, as you're going, you're
the
like,
money
you're paying
stuff just
all this.
Stressed me out. That's exactly what happened.
You're paying all this money. You're there, but you're just like.
Taking out loans.
You're still paying it. In fact, you're paying it more than.
It's actually paid off, believe it or not. Yeah, we're actually good there.
Well, no, you paid off now, but you're still, you're at the time, you're paying all this money, and then it's just like, you're just not showing up.
It's the money stuff that just got in my head. It was just, it was a lot of stress. It was a lot of stress, a lot of like last minute making sure that I can actually, I'll be allowed in class because of the money situation, because we didn't have a lot of money.
I've always thought about that. My brother went to KU and he made it out and everything was fine, but like there was a semester there that he just didn't do any of it. Right, like it just didn't do a thing.
Well, here's the thing.
And I was like, well, how did you? What was going through your mind on like a Tuesday as you just weren't doing class?
And here's the thing. I really had an interest in higher education. It was just boozing and chasing was a little bit more fun, you know.
At least it sounds like we were doing things then.
I told Vanessa, I think if Vanessa and I had found each other first thing when we both got to college. She went to college 2 years earlier. I got a cougar, whatever. But I've always said that if I had found her, I think I would have graduated because I just needed that gravity.
Yeah.
I had no gravity. I had parents who were like, whatever you want to do. And what I wanted to do was booze a lot.
Was booze.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And also theater.
Understandable.
Theater and, you know, I'd sneak into football practices because I really liked watching Greg Brandon's teams. I didn't sneak into it. I'd just walk in and watch it. And I'd like be on my way to class, and it'd be like a practice, and I'd be like, ooh, piece of candy.
Nobody ever said anything there?
No. So I didn't know him.
Like, you mess around, you could end up getting like you'd become the passing game coordinator in like three practices.
I realize how I failed is Matt Campbell was there at the time.
Yeah.
I could be part of the Matt Campbell Love Fest that goes on at the station.
There we go.
Because I had a conversation or two, and then it was like, I genuinely was like, well, I don't need to keep talking to people. And I just went back up and watched the thing. So, yeah.
Mm.
Simpler times. And booze. Cannot underrate.
A lot of booze.
A lot of loneliness.
Ken asked Matt Campbell. He's like, do you ever remember anybody at BGSU just coming up to you and just having convo? He's like, yeah, this drunk dude.
This
drunk dude would just constantly
come on up. And, I didn't go there drunk.
I assumed you were half in the bag. No. You're not going to class. What else are we doing?
No, I didn't start drinking till Tuesday.
Okay? Oh, I figured it was a day drinking event. It was just an all day, everyday thing.
I was a very responsible, irresponsible human being. Now,
there we are.
Are the Browns protecting themselves? Well, Mary Kay Cabot was on with the Morning Boys today and talked about whether John Harbaugh, rather, is going to be interviewed for the Browns.
I know the Browns really like John Harbaugh, but the thing that happens in a situation like this, if you get an idea that a candidate might have something hot going in another city, you don't want to be turned down by a lot of people. So if you think that, let's say, he's going to get the Giants job, and it seems pretty clear that that's going to happen, then you're not going to interview him. So as of right now, I don't know if they're going to, I'm sure they called. I'm sure they're one of the teams that called. But I don't know if they will actually go through with an interview, because you work the back channels and you find out if a coach actually, you know, would consider your situation or whatever the case may be, or you would consider him. You walk through all that, you talk through all of that, and then you decide if you're going to actually throw him onto the list. And right now, I do not know if he's on the list.
So obviously, this is still pretty early in the process. Harbaugh just got fired. But let's say a week down the road, we get a report or multiple reports that the Browns wanted to interview Harbaugh, but they weren't sure he would take it. And so they kind of basically just, they didn't want to get themselves embarrassed by getting turned down by Harbaugh. Would you view that as a valid thing that happened, or do you think that that might be an excuse?
Coward play. Yeah, no. Are you back in college, afraid to ask a girl out? What's going on here? You're embarrassed they're going to turn you down?
Looking right through my soul when saying that.
Embarrassed they're going to turn you down? What are we doing here? Like, if anything, you got to show up and you got to roll out the red carpet. You got to make sure that he knows. It's not just going to be any normal interview. We're going to try to wine and dine you, and we're going to leave that blank check at the end of the table. Like, this is the group that got turned down by Deshaun Watson and refused to take that as a no. They're not going to just... oh, Harbaugh said no, we're done. And no, no, no. I got more confidence in this group based off of the Deshaun Watson happenings that they're.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
They're gonna be resolved.
Do the Browns think the media... Do the Browns think that the media sabotages these coaches? Because the only reason that I can think that they wouldn't want to do this is when Mike Pettine was struggling in 2015, a lot of people mentioned he was like the sixth candidate for the head coaching job. Or is this just maybe Andrew Berry's heard Jimmy Haslam talk one too many times about how Joe Banner couldn't close with Chip Kelly and Ken Whisenhunt, and that really was curtains for... Like, I'm trying to figure out, like, there is no shame in pushing really hard for something and then not succeeding at it, because in the end, you're still running your coaching search. I would not put it past the Browns to actually not be into Harbaugh, given the fact that he's 63 years old. Like, I would just respect you more if you were just like, I'm not interested in John Harbaugh because
you
of
think
his age.
We might have like an age requirement for this hiring.
Yeah, I think they like young coaches. I think
so. We're taking Schwartz off the board then.
I think that's probably fair. Like, I think Jim is a long shot to actually get the job. So yeah, I could understand if they're like, our idea is a younger head coach, or at least younger than 63. And quite frankly, maybe we don't think he was a big reason why they succeeded. I think they would be bat bleep insane to think.
Yeah, I think it's a dumb way of thinking.
But
yeah.
I would rather hear he wasn't one of our priorities. Like, we just didn't want. I'd rather hear that than we didn't want to get embarrassed.
Well, Andrew Berry is of the belief. I mean, he all these guys, they all think to themselves, they like offensive guys and they like young. That's like I brought up with LaFleur earlier on the NFC side of the bracket. He's the oldest coach in the NFC playoffs at 46 years old. Like, it is skewing more young than it's skewing old. It has been for a very long time. But I'm not letting age stand in the way with Harbaugh at all. Like, if you get him at 63, you get him at 63 and he tells you, I'm only doing 7 years. At 70, I'm done and I'm out. No questions asked. Like, okay, all right, we'll live with that.
We'll
cross that bridge when you get to 70, if that's what you want to do then. I also think a Harbaugh doesn't know how to quit football in general anyway.
It's true. Jack would be the head coach if you gave him an interview.
Oh, yeah.
He's got to be 90.
I think he's probably upset Harbaugh doesn't make him the passing game coordinator, and either Harbaugh.
Who's got
Jim
it better
or
than
John.
Us?
Nobody.
I'll start saying that bleep too. On top of converting to Catholicism.
If John comes, we can make it a daily chant if you want.
Yep. Bobby Carpenter, 97.1 The Fan in Columbus.
I was going to ask everyone if you wanted to do the chant, and then I realized how that was going to go.
No.
That was going to be Fanta naming a movie all over again.
No.
That was going to be nobody. Oh, no. Nobody's here.
All right,
nobody.
No, no.
Nobody.
No.
Nobody's here. Oh,
let's do this, because this is for
Harbaugh. No.
I promise you, this is an avowed promise on the
happening.
Show.
Okay.
I'll lead it. Ready?
All right.
Who's got it better than us? Nobody.
I didn't buy into you. I didn't believe you for a second. All right, we're real this time.
No. Like the Browns,
oh, yeah.
I'm now afraid
of
putting myself out there.
I'm Charlie Brown with the football all the time on this show, and all of a sudden, that's going to be the one that breaks it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I believed you with Fanta.
Fanta Brothers.
I believed you with Fanta. This is where this crossed.
Fanta Brothers. Watch it sometimes. Bobby Carpenter, 97.1 The Fan in Columbus in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Ready for some...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.